This is Radio Nepal. I am Ashen. Fresh over the news, the headlines first. Ruling parties meeting demands government bring policies and programs focusing on empowering youths and bringing economy back to track. Nagarik Unmukti Party patron Resham Chaudhary released. Judgment Execution Directorate Section Officer Mahiman Singh Bishta arrested for issuing unofficial letter to arrest Chaudhary. And Iran says next nuclear talks with US set for Saturday in Rome. Now the news in detail. A meeting of political parties in the coalition government today advised the government to bring policies and programs capable for further strengthening democratic republic, bringing the economy to its track and instilling a ray of hope among the youths. CPNUML's Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said the meeting held in the Prime Minister's residence at Balwatar stressed the need of preventing the resources going into waste by ensuring effectiveness, timeliness and high prioritization in the development endeavors. In his response to journalists' query, Leader Gyawali said the talks between the government and the agitating teachers are underway, expressing his confidence that an atmosphere will be created to resume the community schools soon. President Ramchandra Bordil will be presenting the government's new policies and programs for the upcoming fiscal year before the both houses of the federal parliament on the 2nd of May on Friday. Today's meeting was summoned by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to discuss on the matter. Patron of the Nagarik Unmukti Party Resham Chaudhary, who was arrested this afternoon, has been released. Chaudhary was arrested based on the unofficial letter written by an officer of Judgment Execution Directorate under the Supreme Court, Mahiman Singh Bishta. Spokesperson at the District Police Range Kathmandu and Superintendent of Police Apilraj Bohra said Chaudhary was released after the Supreme Court informed that the letter was unofficial one. Clearing the uncertainty, the Supreme Court had sent a letter to the Central Jail Dilli Bazar to release Chaudhary. Chaudhary was arrested from Nepal Academy premises at a time when he was going to attend a party unification program between the Janamat Party and the Nagarik Unmukti Party. An international conference of world's eye service providers entitled 2030 Insight Live Nepal has kicked off today. The conference, organized by the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness, IAPB, first time in Nepal, is attended by representatives from IAPB member organizations working for the prevention of blindness and for eye health across the world. Speaking at the inauguration of the international conference in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to the Sustainable Development Goals and emphasized the inclusion of eye care in primary health services, especially for those at risk of vision loss. The Prime Minister also shared that Nepal aims to increase effective cataract surgery coverage from 35 to 75% by 2030, as outlined in the Health Sector Strategic Plan. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudal has said Nepal has made a leap globally in the area of eye health, according to IAPB's Regional Coordinator for South Asia. The event has been participated by around 500 representatives from 100 nations. Foreign Department Chief of Bharatiya Janata Party Bijay Chaudhariwale met Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak today. BJP leader Chaudhariwale, who is currently in Nepal, visited and met Home Minister Lekhak at Simhadarbar. On the occasion, Minister Lekhak condemned the recent terrorist attack in Jammu Kashmir of India and made it clear that Nepal government is against terrorist attack. BJP leader Chaudhariwale also expressed belief that relations between the two countries would be further strengthened. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the monarchy would never return as it had been abolished with the establishment of the present democracy through people's struggle, inaugurating the 9th National General Convention of the National People's Cultural Federation, Nepal, today. Prime Minister Oli urged one and all to intensify their creative campaign for prosperity, freedom and peace of the people. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A workshop organized in collaboration with Radio Nepal, Nepal Television and BBC Media Action Nepal to simplify terminology related to weather and disasters concluded today. The three-day workshop conducted at the Central Broadcasting Office of Radio Nepal in Simhadarbar aimed to create a simple vocabulary of difficult and technical terms used in weather and disaster programs and news broadcasts. Addressing the closing ceremony of the workshop today, Executive Chairman of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, urged the participants to effectively apply the knowledge gained in the training in accordance with the objective of public service broadcasting, which gives special priority to disaster-related broadcasting. Similarly, Vishnu Ram Neopane, Chief Administrative Officer of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, suggested that knowledge gained in the training be used to benefit the general public. Similarly, BBC Media Action Representative Kiran Bhandari emphasized that the work of informing citizens about disaster weather in simple language has begun and that more attention should be paid to its effectiveness. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Iran and the United States will hold a fourth round of talks on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program in Rome on Saturday, Iran's foreign minister said. According to the AFP news agency, the long-time adversaries have held three rounds of talks aiming for a deal on the program, which the West believes is intended to develop nuclear weapons, an allegation Tehran denies. The talks, which begin on the 12th of April, are mediated by Oman and are the highest level contact in years between the two sides. The top diplomat said Iranian officials would also meet on Friday with representatives from Britain, France and Germany, all parties to the 2015 nuclear deal. The deal called for the lifting of sanctions in exchange for curbing Iran's nuclear activities, but fell apart when Washington withdrew from it in 2018 during Donald Trump's first term as U.S. president. A fierce fire ripped through a hotel in the Indian city of Kolkata, killing at least 15 people, police said on Wednesday, with some clambering out of windows and onto the rooftop to escape. The AFP news agency cited Kolkata police officer Manoj Verma as saying several people were rescued from rooms and roof of the budget hotel after the fire broke out on Tuesday evening. Police Chief Verma said that an investigation had been launched to find out what triggered the blaze. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi and Madhes provinces, along with the hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi and Madhes provinces and hilly region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at few places of the high mountainous region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling party's meeting demands government bring policies and programs focusing on empowering youths and bringing economy back to track. Nagarik Unmukti Party patron Resham Chaudhary released. Judgment Execution Directorate Section Officer Mahiman Singh Bishta arrested for issuing unofficial letter to arrest Chaudhary. And Iran says next nuclear talks with US set for Saturday in Rome. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.